Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for January the 26th, 2009. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain, and then the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
Join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before you to acknowledge your presence, to acknowledge your wisdom and guidance that we so badly need. Lord, we ask that you surround us with your grace, that you also, as we remember the servicemen and women around the world protecting our freedom, we ask that you surround them with your strength and grace. And our prayer is that you bring them home safely. Lord, lead us and guide us and forgive us where we fail you. We ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First items are under purchasing. Item A, receive and file a job order contract with Jamail Construction for the repairs of fencing at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport due to Hurricane Ike damage in the amount of $6,602.28. Item B, consider and possibly approve change order number 2, an increase of $4,810.63 to the contract with Security Integrators for security equipment for Jefferson County to provide installation of UPS and power load device to assist in the filtering and power conditioning of the access control systems, bringing the total to $358,520.94. Item C, consider and possibly approve change order number 1, which is an increase of $28,960 to the contract for RFB Taxiway D pavement repairs for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport to Airfield Improvement and Repair to extend the quality of joints to be sealed, bringing the total contract to $146,390. Item D, consider and possibly approve a commercial agreement with Time Warner Cable Business Class for installation of service at the Jefferson County Courthouse Downtown and the Jefferson County Courthouse Port Arthur. Each service will be billed at $59.40 a month and additional outlets at $11.88 per month. And by way of addendum, item E, receive and file a job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies for the repair of the light fixture at the livestock barn at Ford Park Arena due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $16,369.93. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, receive and file oath of James E. Rich, Commissioner of Sabine Neches Navigation District. Item B, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a waiver authorizing Jefferson County mosquito control to fly low altitudes as required for the application of pesticides. Item C, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Kim Hutchison Isaacs by Commissioner Arnold and Jeff Brannick by Commissioner Senegal to the Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefit Pool Board of Trustees. Item D, approve, receive, and file official bond for Deborah L. Clark, interim purchasing agent. Item E, receive and file official oath of Deborah L. Clark, interim purchasing agent. Item F, consider and possibly approve the consideration action to appoint members to the Board of Directors of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Item G, consider and possibly approve the consideration and possible action to approve local regulations for receiving and approving applications for financial industrial development projects and approving an application for financing through the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Item H, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation. Item I, receive and file official bond for Patrick Swain, County Auditor. And item J, receive and file official oath for Patrick Swain, County Auditor. And by way of addendum, item K, discuss and possibly approve the appointment of a county commissioner to the Jefferson County Purchase Board to fill the vacancy created by the retirement of Commissioner Wayman Hallmark. Is there a motion on these items?
Judge, I'll make that motion and include the name of Commissioner Bo Alford for the Purchasing Board.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Mayor Goodson, were you here to speak to this?
We just wanted to, thank the members of the Commissioner's Court. I'm joined with Lance Fox, whose partner, John Creighton, and I have been privileged to represent the county's Industrial Development Corporation, which has been somewhat inactive over the last several years due to some limitations on the issuance of those type of bonds and their application to projects in the county. Because of Hurricane Ike, federal legislation was passed, which has substantially changed and will continue to change the way those bonds may be authorized for issuance in the county. And we expect, members of the court, that we will receive inquiries about the use of those, because the $10 million cap, which is a large amount of bonds, but for industrial projects is not that large, may be lifted, and there may be the opportunity for projects to qualify in several areas, including the industrial facility area, for these type of bonds. Much of this is still being developed under policy that will come through the Office of the Governor and state agencies. And we were here after talking to Mr. Brannick that the court appointed itself as the five members of that board back in 2007. That's why we asked this today, just to ratify that. And the reason that we ask you all to serve rather than an independent board, which could be either at the discretion of the Commissioner's Court, is because much of this is still being developed under policy that will come through the Office of the Governor and state agencies. And we were here after talking to Mr. Brannick that the court appointed itself as the five members of that board back in 2007. That's why we asked this today, just to ratify that. And the reason that we ask you all to serve rather than an independent board, which could be either at the discretion of the Commissioner's Court, is because frequently when these projects come forward, infrequently though they have been in the past several years, they are often brought on at the same time that an entity may come ask you for an abatement or something else. So we feel like that instead of breaking a review of a project between multiple entities, that this is most appropriate to come just to the Commissioner's Court. We had also some time ago updated the financing application to make some changes just in state law and to update more detailed information on the form of business entity and ownership and things like that. But we appreciate your taking this action today, and we will ask Mr. Brannick, the county attorney, and Mr. Swain, if they have time, to look over the application and particularly the cost, because these entities are required to provide not only the repayment of your consultant's charges in these type of transactions, but also frequently they pay a continuing annual fee for the term that the bonds would be outstanding. And so we want to make sure that this is a fair fee. It's obviously something that is not including any budget, because we never know when these projects may occur. But again, for the benefit of those in attendance today, we are looking at this and with a view to, much like other debt that is issued through your Housing Finance Corporation annually or occasionally through your health corporation, these are true conduit bond issues. These are no pledge of full faith and credit of the county. These are projects that rise and fall on the financial wherewithal of the individual project. So we are not asking for the county's involvement other than that that's statutorily authorized. And we are, again, excited that this possibility exists both in housing and non-housing commercial areas, that these bonds may be available for use for projects that could qualify. And so we wanted to get this before you because we understand as other federal legislation move forward, there will be a press through the state agencies to put together rules and procedures. And we wanted to be ahead of the curve in case these projects started coming into the county. We're happy to answer any questions that the commissioners have. But this is really primarily housekeeping at this point until we get a project, which we do hope will be forthcoming.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you very much, Mayor.
Judge.
It's done. Oh, I'm sorry.
The appointees as recommended were the five members of the commissioner's court.
And that was intended to be part of my motion.
Okay.
Thank you again.
I want to say this, Judge. I want to compliment you for working on it, on what we call the front end now, because you never can tell what has happened with the federal side of it. It may be a benefit to us and benefits to the citizens of Jefferson County.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Did we vote on that? Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor of those items under county commissioners, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County auditor. Payment of item A, payment of county bills, check number 310251 through check number 310605. Item B, payment of regular county bills, check number 310606 through check number 310851. Is there a motion on those?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County tax assessor collector, item A.
Mr. County Clerk. Bottom of the page.
Where am I?
Very bottom of the page.
Oh. Okay. Item A, under County Clerk, receive and file continuing education certificate for Carolyn L. Guidry, County Clerk.
So moved.
Have a motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Now, County Tax Assessor. Item A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution honoring Sylvia Myers for her dedicated years of service in Jefferson County Tax Office. Ms. Myers will retire on January the 31st, 2009, after 35 years of service. Isn't that wonderful? And item B, consider, and I'm gonna read that resolution in just a second. Item B, consider and possibly approve the resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held the first Tuesday of March, 2009. Is there a motion on these two items?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. And pleased to be able to read this. Miriam, would you like to speak first?
I would like for you to read first.
All right. Be it remembered that at a meeting of the county of the Commissioners Court in Jefferson County held this day, on motion made and seconded, the court approves the following. Whereas Sylvia Myers has devoted 35 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of Tax of the Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Sylvia Myers dedicated her talents and service to the sometimes overwhelming task of administering the staff in many departments and activities necessary for the daily functioning of the Jefferson County Tax Office, and whereas Sylvia Myers is loved and will be sorely missed by her co-workers, now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Sylvia Myers for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Ms. Johnson?
Well, you've told us about all of the work and that end of it, but we're going to miss Sylvia for more than just the work and being there as a very important part of our operation. We've had a lot of fun over the years, too. Sylvia and I have been office mates in the back for about 20, 25 years. And there's a real fun side to Sylvia that not everybody gets the benefit of seeing. And all I can say is I can't elaborate on everything that's happened, but she has been an ear for people that come in with problems. She's been a home base and almost a psychological couch back in her office for anyone in need. But I have to tell you at this point, she actually got me thrown off a bus in Mexico because we didn't have chickens and stuff like everybody else had. She's also responsible for coming from Florida and living in Texas. I had never seen tumbleweed, so Sylvia took it upon herself to get everybody organized, and at one of our conferences, she filled my room with tumbleweed for me. I have introduced her to a thing or two. We discovered room service and the benefits and glories of room service after hard days. And she has been on multiple hospitality rooms with us throughout the years. We've slept with popcorn, all kinds of other things that I can't mention in a public forum, but it has been really interesting. We've had a lot of hard work, but we've also had a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of family. And that family is going to always be remembered, because I don't know if everyone in this room knows, but over the last 2 years, Sylvia has been busy knitting Afghans for each and every employee in the tax office. Something special that reflected us and reflected our lives. And also, you want to tell him, Judge?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I had the good pleasure of going to Sylvia's retirement party down in the tax office, and some of the ladies thought it would be sort of neat if I would wrap myself in one of these Afghans. And I did, and they took a picture with a sign under it that said, "Where's mine?" Lo and behold, I need to share this with you. I think Sylvia says that it takes, 28 hours?
28 hours.
To make one of these. And I told her when I got home this evening, and I'm sitting on the couch watching Gunsmoke rerun, I'm gonna wrap myself in this, and Sandy's going to say, "Where'd you get that?" And I'm going to say, "Good looking woman."
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Sylvia.
We're all going to be wrapping ourselves up, and there's going to be so many good thoughts flowing about this wonderful woman.
Thank you, Miriam. I just want to say it's been wonderful, absolutely wonderful working for the county. It is a family. I had the privilege of working in South County the first few years and then came to Beaumont. Love everyone that I've worked with, had a great time. My retirement party was back in December. On the 11th of December was the day that it snowed. On the 12th, which was the day of my party, I come to work early in the morning. I get here between 6:30 and 7, so it's dark when I come to work. There was a gorgeous full moon. I looked in my rearview mirror. There was a gorgeous sunrise coming up. And on the way from when I was turning on from 73 to 69, 96, I saw a falling star. I took that as a good sign that I think things are going to be great. I took an extended vacation, first of all, for the first 5 weeks, so that if a vacation, a retirement wasn't going to be good, I could beg Miriam, please let me stay. My husband's been retired for 2 years. We've made it this 5 weeks. I think we'll make it okay. We'll celebrate our 40th anniversary this year.
Wow.
Thank you all for giving me the privilege of working for this great county.
Let's introduce Freddie.
This is my husband, Fred Myers.
This is Freddie Myers back here.
Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you so much for that neat gift. All right, District Attorney, item A, consider and possibly approve resolution for the Violence Against Women Act grant application for the Family Violence Crime Against Women Unit of the Criminal District Attorney's Office. Funding for the grant comes from the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office. It covers a period from September 1, 2009 through August 31, 2010. Item B, request approval for Tom Manus, Criminal District Attorney, to attend the annual National College of District Attorneys Association conference dealing with contemporary trial issues. The conference to be held in Colorado Springs, Colorado, April 19th through the 23rd, 2009. This is a budgeted item. The estimated cost is $1,385. Is there the motion?
So moved. And? Question. Did we approve the item for travel already?
I'll second.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Juvenile Probation Department, item A, consider and possibly approve the application and accompanying resolution for the Juvenile Accountability Block Grant in the amount of $20,257 and the cash match of $2,250. This grant request is through the Governor's Office of Criminal Justice Division. The cash match will be made with Title IV-E funds. There a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff's Department. Consider, item A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Deborah K. Matt for 20 years of dedicated service to the Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. Have a motion on that?
So move.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. And before we adjourn, I want to thank Mr. John Hughes for presenting the court with this inaugural game ball of the Mustang basketball team. I had the honor and privilege of being able to toss the first basketball at the first game. Didn't go very straight, but they hit it anyway. And so this is it, and it has been signed by all the players. And John, thank you so much. Anything further? Well, we are adjourned. Y'all got a little signing to